Overrated State Player on 720 WGN. We're talking about we're going to be talking about TV series finales. Already got a bunch of texts coming in on their favorites, and I would say 773 is one of them who said The Sopranos was her favorite. I would say it's one of mine as well, because you never really knew what happened to Tony Soprano. You do kind of in real life now, but I mean, you really, when shows end, Roger, you I don't like going back and watching them, because you know how it ends. If they kind of keep it open-ended and there's a mystery at the end of it, it's easier to watch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean before you turn on the episode, you know that it's going to end, so
no,
it's
I'm saying
like
the entire
it's
series.
Bittersweet.
But yeah, I'm saying the entire series. Like, if you know how the entire series ends, it's mm-hmm. kind of hard to go back sometimes and watch, you know, the rest of the series. Like, if you knew...
Oh, I see. Like, if you hadn't seen everything.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. Sure.
Yeah, I don't want that closure in so many words.
Well, but I think the series endings that really stand out in history and in our minds are series that we have watched. In other words, we were already invested in the series, and we pretty much caught every episode. I just posted this past week was the anniversary of the final series or the final episode of Cheers.
Yeah.
And I went back and, you know, I like posting little video clips with my Today in History thing. And I had forgotten that's how the last episode ended.
Yeah, Shelley Long came back.
Right.
They never lived happy ever after.
No.
And Ted Danson's character just walked into the back of the bar.
Yeah, he said, someone knocked at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he just waved at him and said,
yeah, we're closed.
We're closed. And he just disappears into the back of the store. That series could come back.
But the Sopranos one, when it ended, it was, you know, Tony looking up to the door to see who was, you know, he was in a restaurant with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could have been his daughter just walking in to join him. He could have gotten killed. But nobody knows. You can go back
right.
and watch the episodes not knowing that, oh, he's dead.
And you
already.
Know, I remember the next day that got criticized as much for ending that way as it did being praised for ending that way. That was a very mixed ending as far as public reaction goes.
You know what? Right after the episode aired, and Dean Richards was a big fan of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if he called me or I called him, but we both wondered if our cable went out.
Oh, because...
Because it
just
was a black screen.
Right.
It was just
right.
a black screen. We're like, wait a minute. Was that supposed to happen that
yeah.
way?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 312. There's a couple of them that have 708, 773, also The Sopranos. 312, my top two series final finales would be Newhart, which we're going to talk about after the break, St. Elsewhere, and also like the last episode of Miami Vice, mainly because of the Terry Kath song, Tell Me. So everyone's got their favorites.
And
here.
Also, yeah. Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yep, we're going to do comedies right after the,
okay.
after the break. But here's another one that was a dramatic one, which was The Fugitive.
Oh, yeah.
This was, and this
that
is so
was
many,
big news back then.
Before so, you know, it was back in the 60s. I think I was 2 months old when it aired. But I love that series. Like,
yeah.
I love watching that now. It
mm-hmm.
was a, like, you can watch any of them and jump in at any time because they were all kind of standalone episodes.
Right.
Now, you remember at least the movie with Harrison Ford, at least, The Fugitive? No?
Shot
yes,
here in
Chicago.
I've never seen it, but I've definitely heard of
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. So there was a TV series with David Janssen. 72% of American households watched the finale. It was the number one show of all time until MASH's final in the 80s. Like, most watched ever. And I think we have a clip of those last moments of Dr. Richard Kimball hearing, finally, that the one-armed man admitted to killing his wife.
You killed him! You killed my wife, didn't you? Did you? You killed her!
Yeah, I killed her.
Why?
Because she wouldn't let me go. Like to claw my eyes out. I didn't mean to hit her so hard.
Yeah, I killed her.
Now I'm going to kill you. Won't have to worry about you again no more.
Tuesday, September 5th. The day the running stopped.
That's William Conrad.
Yeah.
Doing the voiceover for that. And
that was an awesome show. I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a tad older than you.
Just a tad.
So I remember that.
Yeah.
It was the publicity on that. I've never seen publicity on a final episode when I was that age for anything, even the Bonanza final episode, which they just kind of rolled off into the sunset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
But this one, you know, was years, excuse me, of him running.
Right.
And finally, you know, having some justice in all of this. But I encourage you folks, if you're going to go to Netflix or anywhere and watch like a classic series, binge watch something, binge watch The Fugitive.
They're fabulous. Not just that he was running away from the police who were chasing him.
Yeah.
But he was trying in those everywhere he went across the country, trying to find the one-armed man and vindicate himself.
When we take road trips, and we've done some Minneapolis road trips too, we'll throw one on in the car. I'll listen to it. But but my 16-year-old, my 11-year-old really do enjoy watching it. I mean, because it's just captivating. A couple other dramas. We're going to do dramas first, and then we'll hop into comedy dramas.
Okay.
Breaking Bad has made almost everybody's list. Now, you talk about classics, The Sopranos, The Fugitive, Breaking Bad is another one that has gotten a lot, and I've got a couple texters of Breaking Bad as well. Mad Men was the other one. You know, we watched Don Draper struggle to find his own identity for like 7 years, and then he ends up, you know, the guy that comes up with probably one of the most popular and well-known commercials of all time, which was the Coca-Cola, I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how they ended it. ER was another one that people really enjoyed because it brought back a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
The Shield has made everybody's list, but the one that I thought was phenomenal, there was a show called 6 Feet Under, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a fairly short-lived series.
Yep, and, you know, it was about a family that ran a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, what they did is they showed each character and they sped through their lives. So whether they were in their 20s or 40s or whatever, sped through their lives until they showed how they died.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
And it was amazing because that's how every episode began, if you're a fan of 6 Feet Under, is the story was always about somebody who died and they were servicing this family in the funeral home. And it would always be whether it was a car crash or a fire or just old age or whatever. And then the screen would go white. It would say the person's name in black with the dates that they lived. They did that for all the characters at the end of the series. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
Wow.
But there's probably a lot more comedies than dramas.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to those next on 720 WGN. So we're talking about season series finales, and this one I've literally gotten maybe 24 texts already on Newhart.
This one was great. When I saw it, I screamed.
Yeah.
I'm yelling, and I called my wife into the room. It was hilarious.
So the story goes, and by the way, I'm going to play a little of that. And also, you know, I've talked to Bob Newhart a couple times. I'm going to talk about to him. I'll play on how that came about. But, you know, here you are watching Bob Newhart's second television series, and which was kind of goofy. It wasn't as I loved the first series more than I did the second one.
Yeah. Well, both of them were different to themselves in a different day and age, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was a Vermont innkeeper, and he wakes up after getting hit in the head with a golf ball. And he wakes up sleeping next to his original 1972 to 78 Bob Newhart show wife, Suzanne Plachette, and thus they were saying that the Newhart series was just a dream. It was brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Let's take a listen.
Honey, honey, wake up. You won't believe the dream I just had. Mm. But don't you want to hear about it?
So they kept a curtain up in front of the set until that very last second, and then Suzanne Plachette.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she reached over, turned the light on, I think, on her side of the...
All right, Bob. Yeah. What is it?
I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you.
Good night. No, nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. Her husband talked in alliteration. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen. But only one of them talked.
That settles it. No more Japanese food before you go to bed.
I believe there was Japanese people taking over the inn.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then he leaves her with one last line.
And I was married to this beautiful blonde.
Go back to sleep, Mom.
Good night, Ellen. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, beautiful blonde?
Go to sleep, Emily. Yeah. You know, you really should wear more sweaters.
Great series. Both of them, great series.
So, I talked to Bob about how that whole season finale or series finale came about. Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen.
In the 8th year, that was the final year, and that's when we did the show with the final show, Waking Up in Bed with Susie, and explaining about all the inexplicable things that Larry Darrell and Darrell and Tom Post and the maid was an heiress.
Yep. I remember you getting hit in the head with the golf ball. And what's funny is TV Guide named it the most unexpected series finale in TV history. But I got to say, from a memorable standpoint, I think it was shocking. It was such a well-kept secret at that time that you were doing that.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of people knew. The interesting thing about the show, we hadn't told the crew. I had told the cast that week that what we were going to do, but we hadn't told the crew. So this was on our final tape night, and the crew went to dinner, and they came back, and we said, "Oh, we added the scene," and so we had the bedroom set from the Bob Newhart show, but we had what they call a floater in front of it, blocking.
Gotcha. I was going to ask you how you did that. Okay.
About the audience. You know, we do that with other sets just to focus the attention on the audience there.
Sure.
And so we pulled back the floater, and the people started applauding the set. They they recognized the set from the Bob Newhart show.
I bet they did.
And they started applauding the set.
That was phenomenal. I tell you, it was nothing short of brilliant.
So that was absolutely, I would say, everybody's number one, even over any drama or comedy. Other texts coming in, Cheers, as you mentioned, MASH, of course. I remember all the speculation. What was going to be it was going to be a 2.5-hour finale, which sounded mm-hmm. crazy. But the biggest rumor that was going around was that McLean Stevenson's character was still alive.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Even though he had died in a plane crash.
Even though he died in a plane crash. Friends was another one, of course, that people really loved. The Larry Sanders Show. He decided to quit on his terms. Gary Shandling, Jeffrey Tambor, I love that show. The Cosby Show, they waltzed off the set of The Cosby Show. They just kind of walked off the set like they backed up and you could see that it was an actual set. And they kind of danced their way off.
How about Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. You know, a lot of people, most people hated the last episode of Seinfeld.
It's funny. In my film class, we had to watch the first scene of the first episode of Seinfeld and then followed by the last scene of the last episode just for like an exercise. And I'd never seen the show. So it was pretty weird to watch that happen. Yeah.
Have you seen it since?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, I've never seen
it. This was last week.
Yeah.
This was, I'd say this is top five comedies of all time.
But when it started, the first episode, they almost canceled it. Yeah.
But what they did is Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, who's a creator of the show, they, a couple, and that show's coming back, by the way, they had a reunion, kind of like a show within a show that Larry was getting involved in, and they literally had the entire set in storage 10, 12, whatever years later, put the set out, and they did this reunion show in pieces over almost 7 episodes.
Mm.
And what people have done, and you can, I think it's on the DVD too, but what they've done is they've taken those little segments and created a final episode of the show. And it was hysterical. And I think it gave people who really loved the show and hated the finale what was due to them. And it was just, fabulous getting them all together. Happy Days final episode, you know, they tried to jam 90 things in there.
Yeah.
Fonzie adopted a kid. Ron Howard came back for Joni and Chachi's wedding. Yeah. 708 says, how about Barney Miller? I like the way the show ended.
Yeah.
Rich from
they
Brookfield.
Closed the, another great one.
Yeah. Wonder Years was another great one, too. Wonder Years.
I was so sorry to see that show end.
Yeah, me too.
That was a great show.
Me too. And you know what? It was because at the end, again, they showed what happened to everybody. And the worst part was they said that, that their son took over the factory that their dad was working at because dad passed away.
Yeah.
You know, so it was hard to see, for people that are watching that. just really quick before we go to break here or to the news. Top rated series finales. Number 10 was Home Improvement in 1999. Number 9 was Family Ties, 36 million people. Number 8 was, believe it or not, All in the Family, because they said All in the Family was ending, although Archie Bunker's Place took its place in the fall. It was 40.2 million people watching that, which is a huge audience.
Yeah.
Because Edith was not feeling well. And they thought she was going to die in that episode. She ended up dying in the series. But number 7 was The Cosby Show, 1992, 44 million people. Number 6, from a rating standpoint, would be The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson for a final episode. And by the way, we're working on Doc Severinsen for next week.
Oh, yeah.
We're also, I've got...
saw him in SIU Carbondale in concert.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the early 70s.
And then we're... Johnny's nephew, who is also the Tonight Show producer, he's going to join us. Mm. And then we're working on, I'm going to reach out to Bill Zamy this week because I'd like to have him, who is really
book.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he hasn't, the book's not out there yet.
Well, I thought it was done already.
I don't think so. Did I miss something? I don't think so.
I'm going to have to go back and, because I thought it was out.
Okay.
Okay.
Magnum PI was number 5. Now,
really?
That surprised me that as far as a ratings hit, that was 50 million people watched the last Magnum PI. Number 4 was Friends, 52 million viewers. 3 was Seinfeld, 76 million viewers. Cheers, 80 million. And MASH, 105.9 million viewers.
Now, again, go back for Cheers. And MASH, they were on at a time when fewer people were watching TV. There were fewer people in the country and fewer people watching TV compared to now.
Yeah.
Where you have so much more to watch on more platforms. Mm-hmm. So to still have those shows as the top rated last episodes of all time with that size of an audience is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, agree. Absolutely agree. I thought Bill was still working on a book. I could be wrong.
I thought that came out already.
Well, you know what? I'll email him this week and find out. He's written a ton of books. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Sinatra.
The Sinatra one's the one I'm thinking of, but I thought he finished the...
Yeah,
the other one.
And then there, of course, were shows that never had an ending. And that was mostly the case in the 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, shows just ended.
Right.
You know, there was the last Brady Bunch and that was it. Or there was
Well, because they didn't make a big deal out of it. They didn't think they could get a big audience.
And the most talked about that didn't have a finale is Deadwood on HBO. And they're still saying that there's a possibility that that becomes a movie. But that was a great series as well.